Dial Plumbing. This is Christina. How can I help you?
Hi, Christina. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
I know last we spoke you said you were going to call me back to update the payment, and I didn't hear from you, so I thought I'd follow up.
Yes. You're going to have to give me a few minutes. I'm in the middle of driving, so I could do that.
Okay. I wanted to give you an option just because the card that we have, it looks like it's good. It just says insufficient funds. So if things are tight right now, I wanted to let you know that your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. What you could do if you wanted to is remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower that past due amount to just
$190. No, I also need to go over this because, I mean, we're paying all this money every month. And it's still not, I mean, we're not seeing him on Google.
Okay.
He looks like on Google Maps. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure this all out because it just seems like it's a waste of money.
Yeah, he absolutely is on Google Maps because I'm on your dashboard and it's showing me.
Yeah,
that
but you only show for Utahville. You don't show for Charleston or anything like that. And that's where I told them from the get-go, this was not to be for just
okay. So on the Google Maps, because the listing is tied to the Utahville address, that's where it's centered. Now, it doesn't mean that you'll only be found in Utahville because it works like a net.
Well,
if you will.
When I Google Charleston, he does not come up anywhere.
How far away is Charleston from Utahville, if you had to guess?
Like 30 minutes. And that's where we do 90% of our work.
Okay. So what I would suggest...
We don't barely do any work in Utahville.
Right, right. So I want to explain something to you is that Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So if you want to be found in Charleston, there's two ways that you could do it. Number one is you could get an address in Charleston that we could use for Google to verify. Once it's verified, it would be hidden on the listing. So some people go to the extreme of using a friend or a relative or a colleague's address because, like I said, once it's verified, it gets hidden anyway. The second option would be, and I do see in the notes, we are running the Facebook ads for you in Charleston. With those, we can run them wherever you like. You don't have to have an address. But what might be more beneficial for you, Christina, is to run Google ads. Have you heard of, like, the Google AdWords before?
I've heard of them, but I'm just not, I need to talk with Richard about all of this because they didn't explain any of that to me when I signed up, so I'm not really happy with it. The only part is the phone number, but we don't really get a whole lot of calls from the business line, so like I'm saying right now, it's just, it doesn't seem like it's benefiting us.
Mm-hmm. So one question that I have for you, because I noticed on the listing that you are using your own website. You have a website, but
yes.
I'm just looking on here. I don't see the phone number on the website. I don't know if there's a contact page. It just says get a free quote. So what I would recommend is if you want to continue to use that site, just put the phone number up at the top somewhere. Because what I've found, Christina, is we're in an instant gratification type of a world where people do a search, they see the companies coming up, are local and credible, and then they hire them. But if they come to a site where they have to scroll around or click on different tabs and they can't find a number to call you, sometimes they just get frustrated and they call the next guy. So I don't know.
Weird because when I click on our webpage, it shows the phone number. So I don't know why you're not seeing the phone number.
Where is it on the page? Because it shows.
I'm driving at the moment. I'd have to stop and look at it again. But I know it's on there because we get phone calls. I get more phone calls to the 843-475-8391, what the Google business number is linked to, than I actually get where it comes across business phone.
Okay. So the reason I'm telling you that the number's not on there is just to kind of let you know, because I would have no reason to tell you the number wasn't on there if it was, you know. I just see Dial Plumbing LLC, and then it says book now, and when I click on book now, it just takes me to a form. There's no phone number. I come down to reviews. I come down to about us. I go all the way down to the bottom, and it says subscribe, contact us, and in the contact us, it's that form again. So there's nowhere on the site where we can see your phone number, and that's an easy fix. You can go on there and you can fix that in 2 minutes, you know, so that's why I was just kind of letting you know. But secondly, I want to let you know that if you wanted to, we could build a brand new customized website on your domain, and that might work a little bit better for you, because our sites are 100% Google compliant and they're mobile optimized.
I was going to have to just give you a call back here in a little bit. I'm trying to get to the school to get my kids out of school.
Just make sure that you do, because you've told me like a lot of times that you'll call me back, and I know you're busy.
I know, but I'm a very busy woman. I also own a restaurant, so I mean,
I need
to call you back, but I'm a little busy at the moment.
I know. I just want to give you some options, because unfortunately, since the account's in your name, it would affect your credit if this just left unfinished. But there's a couple of things I can do to help you out with that past due payment, and then also maybe get a fresh site up for you. We charge a lot of money to put them together, but I could put it in there at no charge. But we'll talk about that when you call back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.